After spending 2 years living in Milwaukee's poorest neighborhoods, Matthew Desmond wrote a book that got national attention called Evicted: Poverty and Profit in the American City. 2 years and one Pulitzer Prize later, the book has been used as the basis of an exhibit in the National Building Museum in Washington, D.C. Sarah Levitt is a curator at the National Building Museum. She worked on the current exhibit, Evicted, which runs until May 19th of 2019. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you're at the Building Museum there. You've commemorated and done exhibits on a lot of different structures around the United States. What grabbed you about Evicted to want to try to bring that story to life at the museum?
Yeah, you know, I've done a lot of work on thinking about what home means, about the ideology of home, and how we make our houses into home. And when I read Matt Desmond's book, which actually I have to say I picked up only because I'm from Wisconsin myself, and I noted that it was about Milwaukee, so I just happened to pick it up, and I read it and was really grief-stricken, devastated. I never quite know the right word to use, but I realized that in all of my thinking about home, I had never really explored the idea of what it means to lose a home, and that's something that I thought was really important to look at the Building Museum.
And you worked with Matthew Desmond on the exhibit, right?
Yes, absolutely. He was part of the planning for the exhibition the whole way through.
And how do you approach trying to tell these stories?
Well, we kind of take an approach where we want people to feel something when they come into the show. So we have a series of house-like structures that people walk into as they go through the exhibition. But there's something wrong with the homes. They're not working like they should. They don't all have roofs on them. The wallpaper is on the outside instead of the inside, trying to evoke that kind of idea of when you suffer housing insecurity or loss of home, that the home isn't working the way it should. Your things aren't in your house like they should. They might be outside on the curb, or they're just in storage, or they're at somebody else's house as you work through your housing needs. And so you need to think about home in a different way.
And I understand you present the stories of individual people. There's audio and other elements where we really maybe connect not just with statistics, but with people.
Yeah, well, I think that's what worked really well, of course, in Matt Desmond's book is the personal stories. And certainly empathy is something that we want our visitors to think about, whether they've been through this or not in their own lives. So, yeah, we had new interviews done with some families going through eviction. We also talked to a young woman because we really felt like it was important to talk to somebody who had been through an eviction as a child that brings that different perspective, since so many children go through this.
When you bought supplies for the exhibit, you kept a close eye on the cost of some items. Some people pointed out a particle board, just $500-some on a key material. Can you talk about the story you were trying to tell with how you built stuff?
Sure, yeah. We worked with designers on the exhibition, an architect firm called Matter and a design firm called Management. And both of those design firms really had this idea that we wanted to present this kind of stark look to the exhibition. So, yeah, we used a Homasote, and the wallpaper that I was speaking about, all of that was just purchased off the shelf at Home Depot. So it's not a fancy exhibit at all, but it's really there to present just this idea about what happens when you lose a home and what maybe things, try to think about what we can all do to make sure that doesn't happen to people as often as it does right now.
Walk us through this exhibit. We come in, we see the buildings you were talking about with something wrong, something out of the ordinary, off-putting about them. Then what happens?
Yeah, so there's also a map when you come right into the show. One of the things that Matt Desmond has done in the years since his work in Milwaukee is start something called Eviction Lab, where he and his team are gathering statistics about eviction filings all over the country. And so even though his book was about Milwaukee, he certainly pointed out a lot of times right in the book that this was kind of a representative city, a small city, but one that has a major eviction crisis. I think he was actually just in the Journal Sentinel recently talking about how there's still a major eviction crisis in Milwaukee, unfortunately. Anyway, so when we walk in, though, we want to see beyond just Wisconsin, beyond just what his book was about, and look at the eviction crisis all across the country, really to get that idea that the whole nation has this epidemic, really, of evictions. So we used moving boxes of various sizes proportional to the number of eviction filings that they found from 2016. So you can really see in a very visceral way when you first come into the show that, first of all, that it's a national problem, and also that it's certainly worse in certain areas.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Sarah, this has been up for a couple of weeks now. What reaction are you getting from people who are visiting?
Well, it's really very gratifying, I have to say. We've had a lot of people really moved by the exhibition. I guess it seems strange as a curator to say, I want people to be upset and a lot of people cry as they go through, and just really either because they've experienced this themselves and they're seeing themselves in our museum, or because they didn't know about this issue and they're coming face to face with something really pretty devastating that they didn't know enough about. And so we're encouraging people to certainly learn and then take some action as well.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Really appreciate being here. Thanks.
That's Sarah Levitt, curator at the National Building Museum. She worked on the current exhibit, Evicted, which runs until May 19th of next year.